Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It is 10. Well, it's earlier than I thought. I got on, and it's not even 10 o'clock yet, about 5 till. And I am your host tonight. This is Angela Joy. I am in Georgia, Southeast Georgia. Pretty cold down here tonight, you all, for us anyway. But some of you all are in some temperatures that I'm sure are a lot colder than what I am, where I am. So, thank God for his mercy and for his grace. Appreciate you all being out there tonight. Thank you for loving God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being, I just want to thank you for being a part of what God is doing through his church, through his body in this season and this time that we're living in. And this is my first time on since 2022. And so we are thankful to, be in 2022. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing to have made it on over to 2022. And I'm expecting some things this year. I know many people are. We're expecting God to just do some things that we've been believing him for. I am not going to try to make this thing look any different than what it actually is, but, you know, I've been through some things, and I know you have too. And I know that we are people of faith, many of us who are listening on a regular basis, of course, to Prophet Randy. We are people of faith, and we are to walk by faith and not by sight. But I'm here to tell you sometimes the stuff gets all up in your face where you really have to just tell it to move so you can continue to walk by faith and not look at the situation. There are some situations that will try to just bombard you and just like overtake you where it's almost like, you know, like when you're you're in a situation and you're trying to do something and you're trying to stay focused on the task and it seems like whenever you turn around, there is something or somebody or something that's trying to distract you to keep your eye off what you're supposed to be focusing in on. Well, that's just what the enemy does, even in life, you know, in just natural situations, you know, we'll be trying to focus in on what God has called us to do. We'll just try to focus in on what we know we have been purposed here to do on earth. And what do you know? All sorts of stuff just starts popping up, trying to get your attention, trying to distract you, trying to make you focus in on that more than what you're supposed to be focusing in on. Well, praise God. We just have to press through it. We have to press through it, and we have to move on, and we have to trust God, and we have to believe his word, and we have to walk by faith and not by sight. We cannot afford to be moved by what we are seeing with our natural eye. And I'm going to tell you tonight, honestly, people, I came into 2022 and feeling very, you know, I spent my New Year's Eve actually writing down things that I felt like the Lord was telling me to do. As I crossed over from 2021 to 22, I was seated at the spot that I am right now, in my dining room, kitchen table here, jotting down what I was looking forward to do with something that God was giving me as I crossed over from 21 to 22. And so that's the first time that I could ever remember actually being in that place or position. Of course, I've been in church, you know, many years. And, of course, we would have what they call watch night service, and we would be praying and believing God as we crossed over to the next year. And we would be releasing things into the atmosphere, and we would be praying and standing in faith. But this was the first year that here I was, you know, alone at home, writing down things that God was giving me to do as I crossed over. And for me, that was just, I felt that was just significant, very significant to me, because I felt like God had positioned me to do that. He had placed me in this place where I would be doing this at that time, and I believe that there was something significant with that. Something transpired in the realm of the spirit as I sat here and I began to write down what God was giving me to cross over into. Praise God. You know, God is giving us information, and a lot of times we don't really look at it or listen closely enough and take heed to it, but God is always giving out information. Sometimes we just need to sit still and just take of what he's doing and take notice of what he's saying. And so that's what I did, you know, as I crossed over into 2022. And I felt really blessed by it. But I just want to say, you know, I'm glad you all are going to be here tonight with me. I solicit your prayers as I pray for you. I ask you pray for me. I do have a situation that I am, you know, I just got a little bit of information about it. Not too long ago, about a situation with a family member. And I'm just believing for God to move in this situation. I'm believing that God will enlighten this person and that they won't go around the mountain one more time until so that they can cross over. They stop circling the mountain. They'll stop circling the situation and repeating the same mistakes over and over and over again. I'm just believing that God is making a way that they'll come out. So I'm asking and soliciting your prayers tonight to stand with me and believe that this person is going to come out, and they're going to come out knowing that it was God, and they're going to come out running after God like they've never run after God before. Hallelujah. So glory be to God. I'm not sure exactly. It seems like the system is about to cut me off. It's giving me 90 seconds. So I'm not sure what's going on. But anyway, bear with me, and we'll see what is going on with this. I think I might need to reach out to Prophet Randy because the show actually started early. I think he may have scheduled it at the wrong time. So bear with me as I send a text out. Guys, 1 second. Oh, 1 second, you all. Yeah, because it's saying the show is about to end. And I was thinking when I got on. It's about. Let's see. Hold on, guys. We're going to see what's happening. So we are hoping we don't get disconnected. Okay, so hopefully Prophet Randy will be able to rectify the situation. I don't actually know how to go in here and change the time. So I think, because I'm on East Coast time, I have a feeling it was started, I don't know when it was started. So I think okay, so we'll see if we can, how long we can stay on here. Like, I got on here early, and it came right on, and I'm thinking, it's not even 10 o'clock yet, Eastern time. And so, but anyway, waiting for a response from him. All right, so, guys, I hope you all, as I was saying, I hope you all are off to a great start for this year and that you are looking for God to do some awesome things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what I'm going to do, I'm waiting for a response from Prophet Randy, because otherwise I think the show is going to be finished in a few minutes. But let me, before I do that, and like I said, I solicit your prayers. It's extremely important. It's extremely important that this person hear from God. Amen. That they hear from God. And not only do they hear from God, but they follow his instructions, and he decides to obey, because that's it. I mean, we can hear from God all day long, but if we choose not to follow through and follow through on the with instructions that he has given us on how we live our life, how we follow directions and are led by the Spirit, there's nothing that's going to happen. We can hear him, but we don't have to listen and we don't have to obey. And so I'm just believing that, you know, in this situation, this person will listen and they will obey. I started something recently on Facebook. It's going to be Tuesdays at 11 a.m. where I'm doing prayer and ministry with someone on Tuesdays at 11 a.m., where you can kind of chime in and be a part of it. And I will, you know, mention that a little bit later. But what the Lord had given me to do as we started the new year, as I was saying, was that to really focus in on following him and seeking his presence. You know, that's the first thing that the Lord had spoken to me to do, is to really be in a place to listen and follow him and to seek his presence. Because without the presence of God, you know, what's the point? I mean, without the presence of God, what's the point? So we have to have his presence. And the Lord had been speaking to me about that. And so that's kind of like what on Tuesdays, what we're kind of discussing and praying about, is being able to find and stay in the presence of God. Because in the presence of God, that's where the blessings are. In the presence of God is where we have access to whatever it is we need, in the presence of God. And it's so important. So I'll talk a little bit about that. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Hopefully, you all, I hope it's not going to disconnect me. As I said, I started the show. I came on about 5 minutes prior to the airtime. And when I came on, I kind of sensed something was not quite right, because it says you're calling into a live show, and that was not the time that the show should have even been started. So I'm not sure how long I'm going to be able to stay on here unless Prophet Randy is able to reschedule the show. But anyway, we'll just move on as quickly as we can. And so I just want to pray tonight. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing with Prophetic Grace Network. And I just thank you for the things that you have done already. And I thank you for the things that you're doing even now. And I thank you for the things that you are about to do through this ministry and through your people, and how you will direct and instruct us. And, Lord, I just speak a word of prayer over Prophet Randy, his family. And, Lord, we just thank you for the vision that you've given him, that he has this as a platform for people of God to come and release and to minister, and for us to connect with the body of Christ. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your faithfulness to us. And I thank you, Lord, that let me die to myself tonight. Anything that would hinder you or stop the flow of what you want to do tonight, Lord, I just I pray that it comes forth in a powerful and a magnificent way, Lord, as I humble myself, Lord, and I decrease, that you will increase. And, Lord, we just thank you for the people of God, the ministers of God, and everyone who's connected with Prophetic Grace Network, that they will be faithful and they will honor you in this endeavor as you call them forth to do what you have positioned them to do. So, Lord, we thank you tonight, and we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for being God. Hallelujah. You are God, and there is none like you. You are God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I just thank you, and I give you the praise and the honor and the glory. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. And so I'm just going to play a song. We're going to go ahead and do that first. I'll be coming back a little bit. We've been talking about the presence of God and taking, you know, your prayer request and praying for you. So God bless you, and just stay with us, and we believe God will be glorified. Hallelujah.
And healed my soul with the wonder of
We just thank you, Father. We thank you for the presence of God. We thank you for the anointing of God. Lord, I thank you for the people of God tonight. And Lord, as I go forth to just say a few things, and like I said, I'm not sure when the show is going to disconnect because it was giving me a signal that it's going to cut off at any time. But anyway, while we have time, let's make good use of it, and I will be brief with this and just speak a few things. As I had mentioned earlier, the Lord had been speaking to me about the presence of God and seeking his presence and, you know, how to look forth to what he is speaking in this season, in this hour as we moved into 2022. You know, I had been thinking about, you know, and seeing a lot over the last few months before before 2020, the